USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The Lahaina wildfire, now officially the deadliest natural disaster in Hawaii's history. The death toll from the brush fire went up to 67 yesterday. Officials still expecting that number to rise as rescue teams sift through the rubble in Lahaina. The Coast Guard said it took part in a search and rescue effort for those fleeing the deadly wildfire. Authorities say over 100 people ran into the water. A spokesperson for the Coast Guard said its members were able to save 17 lives during that rescue effort.
As of yesterday, search and rescue efforts extended over 15 search hours covering more than 450 square nautical miles, which doesn't include the near continuous presence of our Coast Guard cutters that were deployed.
As if the wildfire wasn't problem enough, Maui County officials now warning residents in Upper Kula and Lahaina not to drink or shower in the tap water due to possible contamination. Those contaminants include benzene and other volatile organic chemicals that may have gotten into the water system during the firefight. Boiling or treating the water will not remove the poisonous chemicals. The federal judge overseeing Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case issuing a protective order over the handling of evidence. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chudkin said yesterday that while Trump has a right to free speech, his speech is subject to rules in a criminal case. The judge, however, did side with Trump's defense team on the scope of materials covered under the protective order, meaning only materials deemed sensitive will be covered. She emphasized that Trump is subject to pretrial conditions, including not intimidating witnesses. This is USA News.
Thinking of sharing a hotel room with your dog this summer? Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Teller, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with some tips. Before you book your stay, check if your dog is allowed and get an understanding about any other restrictions they may have on pets. Think about your dog's personality and health before bringing them. Sometimes boarding might be less stressful for Fido than a road trip and hotel stay. Make sure your dog is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Pack a travel kit for your pooch with food, water, medications, leash, and more. Try to keep to your normal routine as much as possible when it comes to things like meals and walks. Consistency goes a long way. And keep pet etiquette in mind. Keep your dog on a leash in public places and don't leave them alone in the room for a long stretch. If left alone, puzzle feeders or long-lasting treats can help. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
Amazon warning its U.S. office workers that it's keeping tabs on how often they're going into work in person. Screenshots of an email circulating on corporate social media platform Blind read, "You are not currently meeting our expectation of joining your colleagues in the office at least 3 days a week, even though your assigned building is ready." Amazon says workers whose ID badges were rarely used to scan into their office were meant to get the email. The Last Voyage of the Demeter sets sail at the box office this weekend. The horror film that features Dracula netted $750,000 from Thursday previews at North American theaters. It's expected to make $7 to $9 million in its first weekend. The NYPD says using drones to monitor sharks at all New York City beaches should enhance response times. Natalie Migliori has more.
NYPD Inspector Frank DiGiacomo says drone operators are watching live feeds to notify the Parks Department so lifeguards can immediately ban swimming until the shark passes through.
If we see a shark shining, we're not closing the whole beach. We're just closing down the swimming portion of the park.
The FDNY and NYPD are currently flying the drones, but DiGiacomo says the goal is to have parks personnel trained to fly their own drones by next summer.
I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.